Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Who is credited with creating the Anti-Potter? That's a boy magician who isn't Harry Potter, for those of you not working at CERN. Artemus Fowl is in fact a far darker character than the specky Quidditch player. He's an Irish child prodigy and a criminal genius to boot, intent on building up an eye-watering family fortune. And young readers just love him. Irish author Owen Colfer is responsible for this enormously successful series of Artemus Fowl books. His global sales are in the tens of millions. He's mobbed by children wherever he goes, and he's also responsible for penning The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy sequel and Another Thing. These are his inheritance tracks. Hanky's at the ready.
The song I inherited is from my dad. The song is Status Quo, and it's Whatever You Want. This is the song that my dad played for 10 years in the mornings to get us out of bed. So when we were lying in bed, especially around exam time, and we wouldn't get up, five brothers, we would hear first curling up the stairs the beautiful picked intro, and we would go, oh my God, here we go. We have like 30 seconds before the driving guitar, and then he would just crank it up. My dad tried cajoling, he tried calling, banging on the stairs, opening all the curtains. Whatever you want, whatever you like, whatever you say, you pay your money, you take your choice. He stopped short of throwing water on us. I think because he's kind of, you know, an intellectual guy, he decided what better way than to beat us or hoist us on our own petards. We were all metal men. And so he would slap on the Status Quo. And at the time, if you were kind of a 1980s metal person, Status Quo were a little bit out. You know, you were more listening to AC/DC, Iron Maiden, or Metallica. You weren't really listening to Status Quo. So there were many levels to his insults, which I'm only beginning to appreciate now. I think it was the irony of this song which makes it memorable for me. Because it is, we know, whatever you want, whatever you like. And basically, my dad was saying, absolutely nothing you want. Get out of bed now, which is not what you like. So we used to sing along the first two lines and then groan because it was the opposite of what we wanted and the opposite of what we liked. He did like Status Quo, but he's more of a traditional Irish music guy, but it gave him kind of a savage glee to just burst us out of the bed. And there was the whole album, 12 Gold Bars, so you knew if you didn't get up, it was just getting louder. In the early 80s in Ireland, you were kind of divided into the mods and rockers camp, and I was a rocker, but it was a little bit of a cover for me, I have to say. Secretly, I love Kate Bush. But you didn't really go to school and say, hey, to kick inside, what do you think of that? So you just kept that to yourself. I had a double life. I was like the Bruce Wayne Batman. So at night I was Kate Bush man, and during the day then I was AC/DC man. Whatever you want. When I listen to it now, it's a measure of how much our dad cared about us, that he wanted us to get up out of bed and study. Whereas I now, when my son, the teenager, is in bed, I will turn off every electrical appliance within 2 miles in case it might wake him, just so we have 10 more minutes. The song that I would like to pass on to my sons is a U2 song, All I Want Is You, the live version.
What have we got now?
It's an amazingly beautiful song, and I have many things in common with Bono.
I would like to dedicate this song,
same generation,
to my beautiful wife.
About the same height.
Ali.
We both married our childhood sweethearts quite young.
You say you want the diamond ring of gold.
When he's singing to this girl, All I Want Is You, that resonates deeply with me, and I know where he's coming from. I know where he's probably said it first. Her family is very near from where I'm from, so it just means a lot to me for some reason.
All the promises we made,
for all those reasons,
from the cradle to the grave, when all I want is you.
I think what tips me over the edge with this song is just the raw emotion of that line, "All I want is you." It's just, it's this big long list of ethereal things that people may want, but all he wants is this girl. And I feel like that, you know, about my wife. So it just is like a little arrow in the heart every time I listen to it. Even talking about it makes me a little bit emotional. I met my wife at a Kaylee, and I thought I was like so cool because I had a granddad shirt which I left untucked. That's right. And I had white boots as well, and you know, the bleached jeans kind of look. I mean, it sounds bad now, but at the time, this was me and Simon Le Bon were kind of on a fashion level. My wife later told me that the white boots was almost a deal breaker, but she just didn't look down. And so the Christian Brothers would not let you sit out a dance. You were not allowed to sit out a dance. So they would come over and literally beat you off the stools and push you towards the girl's side. And I saw this spiky haired blonde girl with lots of mascara. And I said to my friend, "Who is that?" And he said, "That's my cousin." And I said, "I'm liking you more and more." So he introduced me, and that was 30 years ago almost. I love not to grow cold. All the promises we make, from the cradle to the grave. I don't know if Jackie knows about how much I like this song. I mean, I play it for her all the time, but I don't, I would never say I like this song, because Bono is saying what I feel, that maybe Irishmen aren't great at expressing emotions. Now, but of course, here I am on national radio doing it for the first time. But I think Irishmen generally communicate through insults. And maybe this is as close as I can get to directly saying to her how much the song means to me and why.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.